I was talking to a neurobiological researcher the other day, and they were telling me that they did vivisection. And I was wondering what other kinds of scientists or doctors like do vivisection. And like, I was wondering, she told me that the research she was doing, she hoped it would apply to human beings eventually, and that she wouldn't really know until the Human Genome Project was really unraveled. And I was wondering how the research they're doing here at New England applies to the Human Genome Project.
All right, excellent question.
The Human Genome Project. You know, I was outside the Washington Regional Primate Research Center, and a gentleman there, a researcher, came out, and he was also involved in genome mapping. And there's C. elegans is a small little worm that we now know the entire genome of, and him understanding that made him laugh. He would come out and talk to me in the evening from the facility, and his work was with this small worm, and he would laugh at the work that was going on in the primate facility there when they said that it was genetic work, because he said, unless you know the entire genome, that your belief and understanding of individual little pieces of DNA means almost nothing, because all of those pieces interact with each other. So he was very skeptical. This is someone who is a genetic researcher, was very skeptical of any work that had the label of genetic research.